time I close my eyes, I wake up feeling so horny. I can't get you out of my mind.
Another edition of the Dirty After Dark. I'm your host, J Flizzle, J Floyd, shoot, soon to be known as J Braun. Hey, so for the next hour, I'm about to give you that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. So just sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Forget what you heard, but act like you know. What's up, fam? It's your boy. How was your week? How was your month? You know, the last time I was on the air doing that Dirty After Dark, it was January, and it's not February, and I feel good like I'm supposed to. February 4th, 2016. If I didn't mention before in the last show, we're so happy to be in 2016. This is a beautiful time. You know, I'm trying to make my full time my part time, if y'all know what I mean. Trying to get that grind on in 2016. So, you know, this is the way I do it, you know. I miss y'all. Miss my fam, my family, my friends, my freaks. Definitely got to love my freaks. Shout out to all my new listeners. Glad y'all tuned in to that 924 Presents That Dirty After Dark. And for the next hour, a little bit more, a little bit less. Depends on how I feel. I'm about to give you that rough, rugged, and raw. Callers, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, it's 347-857-3969. So, I guess I'll do a little weekend recap of what I've been up to. You know, been chilling. It's been cold in the A. You know, and then let me tell you, for all my peoples, you know, that know me, I'm living in Atlanta, single man living in Atlanta. 1 minute it's cold, freezing, temps down into the 20s, which is cold for the A. The next day it's in its 60s. I mean, earlier this week it was 70 degrees. And now it's dropping back down to the 40s. I don't know what's going on with this weather. I don't know if it's climate change, global warming, the end of the apocalypse. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, we got reality stars running for president. We got a whole bunch of craziness going on. So, you know, I'm just trying to give you that that rough, rugged, and raw for the next hour or so, because that's how I get down. You know, only on that 924 network. So this is my 50th show, my 50th. And it's kind of coincides to that big game on Sunday, the 50th Super Bowl. I can say it. SEC ain't going to jump on me, so forget it. It's the 50th Super Bowl. It's the 50th show of Dirty After Dark. And I'm going to tell you, I guess I could tell you the little history on it real quick. Dirty After Dark was formed after I played around a couple of different shows. When I first started the 924 Network almost 2.5 years ago, I initially started with two other guys, and we formed a radio, like a sports talk show. From there, it started to blow up. You know, we was going out doing things in local Atlanta, making our presence known, doing what we do. But when that was in 2013, and in 2014, one member fell off. You know, which is understandable. Things happen. So one player fell off. It's all good. You know, one monkey don't stop no show. We keep it moving. So 2014, me and the other guy was doing a sports show, but he wasn't being very consistent, but it was all good. You know how it is. It's all good. You know, by 2015, he had fell off. So I was doing the sports by myself, and I said, you know, I'm going to switch it up. I was getting a lot of people. You know, I was getting one of my close friends was like, hey, you need to switch it up. Do something for the ladies. Do something dirty after dark. Shout out to my people, Chase. Know you listen. Try to do something different. And then there you go. Boom, bat, boom. There it is. Start off with the first Dirty After Dark. Around this time, too. Around this time, I can't believe I've done 50 shows in a year. Damn. You know, I salute to all my friends, families, and freaks for letting me go on, ride out for them 50 shows. I appreciate it. I love you. I really do appreciate it. 50 shows of Dirty After Dark, man. That's a beautiful thing. And I look forward to doing at least 50 more if y'all let me. So, hey, I really appreciate it. Them 50 shows, making it do what it do, giving that rough, rugged, and raw, and everything from to the dirty to the downright nasty. But you know that's how I get down. Only on that 924 network. It's your boy Jay Swizzle. So, on today's show, I want to talk about a lot of different topics. We're going to go over cheaters. Is the notion that once a cheater, always a cheater? You know, is that apply? Can somebody make a mistake? Can have a lapse in judgment and learn from their mistakes? Or just, hey, once you cheat, it's a wrap. You're going to always be labeled a cheater. You're always going to be in that particular situation. I don't know. You know, something we'll definitely talk about. Also, letting go of your ex. How do you really let go of your ex? Is there a certain way or what things you need to do? Can you really ever get rid of your ex? You know. And as far as relationships, we're going to talk about relationships that kind of hit a wall. You know, kind of get stagnant. You know, after a while, and I've been in those situations, after about, you know, a couple of years or so, you've done all you want to do, all the physical and everything. You just need an emotional jump start. So how do you get over that? So I got a lot of things to talk about that. Plus, I got plenty of stuff on the difference between a player and a gentleman, the rules of a gentleman, and various other things in the last episode. So without further ado, let's jump into is once a cheater, always a cheater? Now, I'm going to be rough, rugged, and raw. You know, I keep it real on the, you know, 924 network. I've strayed. I strayed in a relationship. And there are many reasons why a person would stray. And some of the main reasons are because it's from a man's standpoint, he's not getting his physical needs met. He's not getting his emotional needs met. He's not getting the support he needs. And I don't, that's to support as, you know, I feel that men are bridges and women are like that support system that keeps a man going. So when you're not getting the physical needs, the emotional needs, and support, you seem to stray. My reason was the physical needs and the emotional as well. I'm not taking any pride in that. That was just I was young. I will say that I knew the relationship was over. And I was starting to look elsewhere for those particular needs, and that's unfortunate. But you know, I'm not ashamed to say that. Hey, I did, but it wasn't because I didn't want to try in a relationship. But I wasn't like I didn't want to communicate. So, with that being said, if someone cheats, if someone has an affair, you know, you have to base it upon. You know, I know the first reaction is, why would they cheat on me? Why would they stray? But I guess the victim never really realizes what they did. They never realized and understood, why did this man step out of the relationship, or why did this woman step out of the relationship? I recently had a situation where a woman had asked me, would she like to get involved into a relationship? of a physical nature. And she said because she wasn't getting her needs met from her man of 5 years. I declined that offer. But the fact of the matter is that someone would actually put that out there and say, look, I'm looking to get, as they call it, a friends with benefits or a fuck buddy, whatever the situation is. And here's my rationale. I'm not getting the needs met at home. So she decided that she wanted to stray and find the right suitable person who could satisfy those physical needs. But I asked, you know, there's two sides to every story. And I guess one of the first things is there's more to the story than just the physical needs. You're not going to stray from somebody. I mean, if it's purely sexual, then you're not, you don't need to be with that person anyway. So it has to be more than just a sexual, okay? I don't understand the mind of this particular individual, but she decided that she wanted to venture into places and go do things that she wanted to do something that she had never done before because she said she had never strayed before. So why now after 5 years, why don't you just break it up? Because right now it's kind of difficult to break up. So I don't really want to break. I don't really want to break up right now. I just want to get mine. And when you do that, you're setting yourself up. Because when you're doing that, you know, you don't know what he's doing. So you don't know the full story. And subsequently, she later said that, you know, she's trying to get hers, but she don't know where her man's at. So obviously it's a two-way street. Obviously he's not getting those emotional and physical needs as well. So trust has a lot to do with it. You know, if you trust them, trust them. If she feels, see, that I use that as an example because she says she wasn't getting her physical needs met. You know, you're doing dirt, and when you do dirt, you get dirt. And I think there's a lot of insecurity behind that. I didn't really want to get into the layers of that onion and really figure out what was going on with her situation. But obviously there was a lot of insecurity. There's a lot of things that he and she did not really discuss. I didn't want to be her therapist because I was going to have to charge her ass. But there was a lot of things about that. You know, there's some real deep-rooted feelings on why people cheat, why people stray away from a relationship. I mean, I'm saying that to say in my situation, if I were to talk to my companion at the time and sat down and actually, she wouldn't have understood anyway. I can only speak for myself. She was not trying to, she was trying to change me. She wasn't trying to listen and support me. And I felt like I'd come to a point in my in our relationship that I didn't want to be in the relationship. And subsequently, right after I engaged in the affair, the relationship was over. I don't know if she found out or not, but the relationship was over. It was meaningless to me. So I say moving forward, you know, I guess lesson learned with once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, if a person truly finds someone that they really care about and devoting their love, their energy, their time, their respect, if they're devoting all of that positive energy and that person and the other person is reciprocating that same amount of energy, no. There are relationships that stand the test of time, 30, 40, 50 years. And, yes, they've had ups and downs, but, you know, it takes a lot of reasoning to have someone stray. It's not just a booty call. It's a mental booty call, an emotional booty call, spiritual booty call, but it's not just physical. So just keep that in mind. You know, I don't think once a cheater is always a cheater. I think I've matured and grown from that mistake. I just felt I was at the time I wasn't with a woman who completed me, who wanted to see my point of view, who's open minded towards certain ideas and just ways and just was kind of stubborn. And when she was not budging and I was trying to compromise and she wasn't budging, I felt she forced my hand, so to speak, you know. But I'm sure other people have other stories and other I'm sure there's two sides to every story. So fellas out there, you know, you don't need to cheat out there. Look, you know, she has to truly have given up on you for you to go out there and cheat, fellas. All right? So it kind of leads into my second segue. When a relationship hits a standstill, you know, and this is one of some of the reasons why someone would want to stray. It's like, why isn't a relationship progressing? A relationship isn't progressing because of fear of commitment. When two sides start off, they start off with this, you know, and let's be honest. The first attraction is the physical attraction. That's the very first attraction. After that, hey, there's a, you know, you start getting into the more mental and emotional and spiritual. But the first attraction is the spiritual, the physical attraction. After being with each other for a while, people grow at different paces. People want to advance their relationship. Some people don't want to. They want to be in that same spot. Let's say your man wants to take it up to level 5 and you're still comfortable at level 3. You know, your woman wants to be engaged within 2 years and you're like, man, I just got out of a bad relationship. I don't want to do that. I had a situation where I was involved in a relationship with a woman and she had been married two times previous. I had just got out of my divorce and I really wasn't looking to get married again. So she was telling me, hey, I want to get married again. I said, you've already had 2 strikes. Why don't you take your time on this one? So she did, but it didn't work out to what we expected anyway. She wound up subsequently getting married after being engaged with a man for more than 6 years. So she did get married for the 3rd time. Another thing is finances. Let's be real. Bam. Finances can destroy a relationship, especially when money, you know, one somebody's making more, someone's making less, what to do with the money. Before, hey, when y'all were dating, you know, when y'all first dating, you was taking her out on date night and having a good time. Now that you done settled in, the going out's been less, the going on the trips have been less, you know, responsibilities kicked in, you know. So, you know, it's important to take that time and use those resources wisely. But I can tell you, relationships can definitely fall due to finances. And sometimes, you know, it is what it is. Another reason is growing apart. You just don't know each other. You know, growing apart, you know, don't see eye to eye on things. Like I said, you know, I can only pull from examples for myself. I fell in love with a woman, had a very hot and heavy physical relationship. It was great. You know, this was a long time ago, but I realized that Houdini song, besides making love, we had nothing in common. When we tried to get into more intellectual and emotional conversations, there was always conflict. There was constant headbanging and crashing of me in the mind. And why was it even like that? Why did we even have to get to that point? If we weren't intimate, then we weren't at peace, then something was up. Something definitely was up. So you find out that you don't really know this person. You met them on the one thing, and that's when you know the relationship may be heading to stalemate, you know. You know, some people just don't feel a need to rush into anything. You got one person going and wants to, like I said, move forward, and another one, you know, it's a marathon, not a race. Some people are so concerned about trying to get to that next point instead of just enjoying the moment. It's just, like I said, you're on different paths. Ladies, I know when that biological clock starts ticking, you know, you want to be married with kids. I want to be married. I want to have my children. I want to raise my family. You know, it happens. Those are some of the things that happen. And just maybe a guy's like, hey, I want to cool my jets. I want to relax. Another thing is just not having priorities in order. Some things you need to have in order before you decide to take it to the next level. I've spoken to many people who tell me that the man didn't have his shit together or the woman didn't have her stuff together, but they want to take it to the next level, but they ain't got their business in order. And it's not just financially, emotionally. Let's say you have children from a previous relationship. You better get those affairs in order before you move on to another relationship. You know, just getting your stuff in order. You know, here's a lot of things. The last thing before I take my break, a lot of the reason why these relationships hit stalemates is because of insecurity, feelings of jealousy, insecurity, just a lack of self-worth. You know, a relationship is made up of several stages, and every person has their own perception of the right pace. No two people are exactly the same. So why do you think relationships will be exactly the same? You got to understand that people are coming in with baggage. They're coming in based upon the relationships from the they're coming into the new relationship based upon the relationship of the previous or the last marriage. Everybody does it. It's not everybody's going to have baggage. The question is, how much baggage are they bringing, and are you able to handle that? Because if you already got your 2-3 bags of baggage, I'm about to say garbage, of baggage, and she's got 2-3 bags, that's 6 bags of baggage that you're going to have to carry with you in this relationship. So you want to make sure that she has her baggage in order and you have your baggage in order and you can move forward. But that's not always the case. You know, relationships aren't supposed to be one of them after the other. There are going to be pauses and lulls. There are going to be feelings of stalemates. It's not, trust me, relationships are not just free-flowing a wave of just goodness. It's going to happen. So I just say, you know, when dealing with a relationship, when having a relationship, please understand, fam, it's going to be rough. There are going to be some good times. There are going to be some bad times. But if you stick with it, it's going to be the best of times. All right? So, hey, I'm about to take my first commercial break. When I come back for a break, we'll jump into some other things. Only here on That Dirty After Dark with your boy, Jay Fizzle, Jay Floyd. I'll holla.
JT.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor, good looking. Hey, going hot so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, I just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby, we don't mind all the watching. Cause if it's dirty close, real close, then my nerves.
Jay Floyd, Jay Braun, if you'd like to call me. Back for that Dirty After Dark. It's your boy about to give you that rough, rugged, and raw. Coming back for the break. Hey, call us. Hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, it's 347-857-3969. So I mentioned early in the show the difference between a player from the Himalayas and a stone cold gentleman. Okay, ladies, you know, here's some of the subtleties, but then I'm going to get rough, rugged, and raw like only I do it. Here's some of the differences between a player and a gentleman. A gentleman first is going to hold the door for you, A, because he was raised right. A gentleman was raised right. He knows to not only hold the door for you, he knows that, you know, he sits when you sit. He knows that when you're walking, he wants his woman to walk to the inside of him and not the outside of him. You know, that's when you know you got a gentleman, because he was raised right. That's the first thing. A second thing about a gentleman won't talk down to you. He won't try to belittle you. If anything, he'll try to uplift you. He'll try to inspire you and motivate you. A player ain't going to do that. A gentleman will not call you out your name like a bitch or anything of that nature. He sees you as his equal, and he'll treat you as such. See, a player may actually need to call you by the wrong name. Yeah, I'm talking Rhonda, but goddamn, Rita. Oh, my bad. You know, your name may be Charlene, but he gonna accidentally calls you Sarah. Hey, bruh, get your women in line. Get your names right. You know, don't take this Freudian slip lightly. Think true. If he's out on a date with Sarah and his mind is on Charlene, and he calls that Sarah by mistake, then that's let you know the player is thinking about the side piece. Players can also be very obnoxious. Okay, they're very stuck on themselves. They're overtly loud. They like the center of attention. They love being in the spotlight. When he's in a party and he brings you, he wants to be the center of the party. He'll even try to tell jokes. If you got your girlfriends, he's going to try to, you know, be all cute and funny and all that's around him, and even try to flirt with her. That's a player, okay? A gentleman, and before I even go on, I mentioned this in some previous shows, that I break down the word gentleman. Listen what it says. He's a gentle man. Doesn't make him soft. It just makes him caring. So when people hear the term gentleman, thinking it's soft, no. A gentleman is a caring man, is a loving man, is a supporting man. And that's the man you want. But you're too busy out there running for them players and thugs. That's what you want. You want a gentleman, a caring man, a loving man. That's the term gentleman. A gentleman makes you feel comfortable. He takes the edge off. There's no insecurity. He doesn't talk about things that's going to embarrass you. He's not going to criticize you for something you've done. And if he does, he's going to phrase it in a constructive way. A player, on the other hand, is going to poke fun at all your insecurities. If you said, hey, I'm going to the gym trying to work on myself, he's going to spot that out. Whereas a gentleman be like, oh my God, you look great. You said you just came from the gym working on your arms and shoulders. Hey, they look wonderful. A player will flirt and then deny. Being on a situation, you could be on a date with a player and he's being too flirty with another woman, but when you confront him, he's going to brush it off and say that you're paranoid. He's already looking around to see who he can try to talk to on the sly, and he's on a date with you. That's not only a player, he's an idiot. He's a straight-up idiot. And these 2016 women would probably curse his ass out Definitely. Okay? A gentleman will pay for your drink without even asking for one in return. That's interesting, because a real gentleman is not even thinking about getting anything in return. The return is, you know, if I was to buy a woman a drink, I'm not looking for the drink. The drink is $4, $5, $6, $7, whatever the case may be, $10, whatever the case may be. It's the conversation that happens afterwards is way, way more important than return drink. It's the conversation that her and I can ensue that can move on to other things. That's what you want. That's a true gentleman. Okay? A player will stare at your body inappropriately. Let's say, you know, got your nails done, got your hair done, looking all good, got on your nice outfit, showing that cleavage. He's looking directly in your chest. The fundamental difference between a player and a gentleman is a player will show appreciation, but he won't be overly observant towards it. He'll appreciate it, he'll admire it, and he'll keep it moving. That's what a gentleman does. But a player is gonna be gawking. Let's say you're blessed with a derriere. He's all talking about how big your booty is. Let's say you're blessed with some sexy long legs. Oh, he's all trying to fill and rub on your legs. Players are all looking in your chest if you're well endowed. A gentleman would give a slight glaze or a slight stare, slightly. Show appreciation and keep it moving, because it's not really the outside; it's what's inside that a gentleman's really looking at. Here's one thing: a player will not call you back after he hooked up with you. So if you get a player the panties and you expect him to call you back, he won't. Okay. That's what players do. They hit it and quit it. But ladies, if you sign up for friends with benefits, expect that. Don't sign up for an actual date, which turns out to be friends with benefits, and then expect him to treat you like a date. Okay? A gentleman would actually take you on dates. He'll do things that you like to do. He wants to hang out with you. Okay? A date is not Netflix and chill. To a player, that's a date. To a gentleman, that's ridiculous. You know, to a gentleman, a date's not taking a girl to the grocery store, or as I heard today, taking a woman to a nice restaurant, sitting at the bar, and decide he doesn't want to order a meal. He doesn't want to order a meal. He just wants to hang out at the bar at the expensive restaurant. I'm telling you, these fools are ridiculous. A gentleman will buy you little gifts. It's not about the money. It's the fact that he cares about you. He'll send you things. Will it be a rose? Will it be a gentleman will send you a card or a wake up email or a text message to let you know he's been thinking about you. A player is looking for that booty call. All right. A gentleman will listen to you talk about your problems, and are really, really trying to help you out and will try to assist you with your problems. A player don't give a damn about you. A player does not want to get emotionally attached to you. He just wants to get the physical and keep it moving, ladies. You know, a gentleman is that. A gentleman wants to make love to your mind. If I got your mind, the body will follow. That's the turn on. That's the real turn on. Making love to your mind. Finding what makes you tick, what makes you different from all the others. That's the intriguing part of being a gentleman as opposed to being a player. So, with that being said, real quickly, I got about 5 minutes left before. Man, this thing is flying by. I'm going to tell you things about the man code. Since we're talking about the gentleman, here's some things that gentlemen, to all my fellas out there that are listening, gentlemen, here's what makes a contemporary gentleman, okay? First, be mindful of how you dress, okay? You're meeting a woman. You're not meeting a girl. You're meeting a woman. Depending on the location and the date, dress accordingly. They want to see you look good. They want to see you smell good. They want to see you in there dressed for the occasion. You're meeting your potential wifey. Each one of these dates is a date with the potential woman of your life. Dress to impress, bro. Dress to impress. It shows a lot about your nature and class. Another thing is adopt good posture. I know. It's as silly as what your parents say, sit up straight. But damn it, don't be slouching over. You're in front of even in front of a queen. Why would you slouch and be grabbing in your nuts and all slouched over? Show some good postures. Sit up straight. Stand up straight. Walk tall. You're a man of confidence. Hunching over and walking all awkward precedes indecisiveness and insecurity. Walk like you got, like, walk like a man. What's that song? Walk like a man, talk like a man. Always be courteous and respectful when talking to a lady or to anyone for that matter. Brothers, you're dealing with a beautiful creature in front of you. Have some respect, not only for her, but for you, so yourself. A true gentleman is courteous to everyone, regardless of age, sex, or physical appearance. How are you going to treat her like a queen and be disrespectful to the old lady trying to walk out, trying to get outside, leave the restaurant? You're not gonna respect the old lady, but you're going to respect your date. How does that reflect upon you? Okay? Be considerate to your female companion. Okay? Treat her as if you would treat a family member. Treat her in the, you know, and this is the classic things. You make sure, and this is some things that I do right now, and I have a daughter. You open doors for a lady. You stand up and you greet a lady. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You pull out a chair for a woman. You offer your arm. God damn it, fellas, I need these. And true gentlemen know, you hold her hand, or you touch the small of her back, or you let her know that you got her. I got you. You're not going anywhere. You know? Keep in mind, brothers, and here's another thing. Mind your language when you're dealing with a woman. Not when you're little girls, these little thoughts, these little ratchets. When you're dealing with a woman, mind your language. You know, you can be foul-mouthed with your fellows. When you're with a lady, don't need to swear or use obscene language when talking to a lady. You know? True gentlemen don't need to talk about disturbing stories or inappropriate remarks. Just keep it casual. Fellas, and this is a big thing, never drink too much. Never drink too much. If she's drinking wine, here's the rule of thumb, fellas. You, I'm bringing out one of the male codes. It's not written down. This is one of the male codes. If she's having some wine, you need to have a beer or less. You don't want to be drinking hard liquor and she's drinking wine. Or if she decides to have a mixed drink, I understand. She may have a cocktail, but you need to have a cocktail around the same as hers, just out of respect. If she has a martini, you don't need to be having goddamn Jägermeister shots, Jäger bombs, and all that other stuff. Fella, keep it down. Keep it to a minimum. All right? Never drink too much or get drunk. The last thing you want to be is a foul-mouthed dude drunk. Always be on time. Okay? If not, be early. And if you're going to, and here's the fellas, if you're going to be late, please, please call and let her know. I know traffic here in Atlanta is kind of hectic, so if you're going to be 5-10 minutes late, let her know. And don't have her waiting patiently. Communication is the key. And a couple more things, fellas, when you're being a gentleman, you have to compliment your date. She took the time, the energy, to come out and spend time with you, the least you can do is compliment her. She could be saying, I look raggedy and I just came from work. regardless. Treat her like the queen that she is, okay? Another thing, brothers, small talk is acceptable for the first 10 minutes, but make some meaningful conversation. Let's start talking about things that matter, things that hopefully you've already done your due diligence and you found out the topics and things that really matter in her life, whether she's really passionate about music, sports, politics, religion. Well, I don't know about religion. Hold off on religion for a minute. But some of the things that she's passionate about, some of her hobbies, really just have some meaningful conversations. Okay? Fellas, and this is the last but not least, fellas. I know this is 2016. Be prepared to pay for the meal. Once again, even if your date offers to split the bill, kindly resist. Here's what I do, fellas. This is what makes a gentleman. Tell her, no, that's okay, I got it. But if you want to the next time, on our next date, if you want to go grab the movie, that's fine. Or, hey, you want to split it? No, that's okay. Maybe the next time you can cook for me. Something like that. But no, brothers, refuse to split the bill. And then come with enough money. Fellas, come on, common sense. Come with enough money to pay for the meal. If you know you're going to a certain restaurant, have the money cash. Have the money ready and available. Okay? If you didn't have the financial resources, then you shouldn't be on the date. All right? And that's my little thing about being a gentleman. I hope my fellows followed it. But y'all probably won't, because you're too busy out there chasing them thoughts and ratchets. That's going to tell you. You'll learn. You're going to learn today. But anyway, hey, I'm going to take my second commercial break. I'll be real quick, and I'll come back for that last segment at Rough, Rugged, and Raw. I'll holler. Hey, I'm back for the final segment of that Dirty After Dark, the 50th show. That's a beautiful thing. I love when it rolls off my tongue. 50th show. Hey. So on this live segment, for all who don't know, that third segment I really get rough, rugged and raw, get down and dirty, try to get into more of that naughty and sexy side. So just sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Get what you heard, but act like you know. So ladies, you with your man, and sometimes you just, if you really want to spark up, last time I talked about establishing good conversations, but when you really want to spark up a good conversation with your man, it's always a good conversation when you talk about sex. You know it is. You know it is. So here's some things to get your man really thinking. And it's not, it doesn't have to be anything that leads to sex, but it'll definitely keep his mind wandering. Keep his mind wandering about you. You know, you might want to ask him, here's some sexy questions you might want to ask him, you know, just some things to see where his mind's at, to see if he's open-minded, you know, feeling if y'all are horny at the same time. I just want to see where his horny level is. You know, before you, you know, let's say before you even start dating, you know, to ask him, you know, before you started dating, did you ever fantasize about you or fantasize at places to, did you ever think about this person in a sexual manner? Now, you ask your boyfriend that, he'd be like, oh, well, you know, I saw you. And men are very visual creatures. So for a woman to say that, you know, visual and physical perception is not important, hell no. To a man, it is. So if you ask a man, have you ever fantasized, as a man, as soon as a man sees he's fantasizing about you, he's already thinking of the what if factor. You know, ask your man about what sexy outfit would he love to see you in. You ask him that. Play a little role play. What would he like to see? You know, after coming home from a hard day, would he, do you want to see that sexy French maid outfit? Does he want to see that cheetah lingerie? Does he want to see the nurse outfit? You know, ask your man what does he want to see. I guarantee that'll definitely have his mind wandering. You'll know what he likes. You know, you can also ask him if you could, if, you know, ask him about where exciting places to take. Where would be a great outdoor place to have sex? You know, for all the folks who've out there who've had outdoor sex, where would be an exciting place to go? If you could go right now, where would you go? You know, would you go to that subdivision, abandoned subdivision? Would you go out into a park? You know, ask your man that, and you'll be surprised what you get. You'll be very surprised as to what you get. Ask your man this, ladies. Would you allow the woman to take control of the bedroom one night? You know, for the man who's aggressive, for the man that's controlling, to give up those reins and let her do anything she wants, would he allow that? Would he be okay with that? Maybe she just wants to blindfold you and just, you know, play with you, tease you all day. See what your man say if he's open minded to let you take control. You know, ask your man what's the sexiest dream he's ever had about you. Where he wakes up in the morning rock hard, or he wakes up and rolls over on you, whichever one. Ask your man about having sex on a vacation spot, or what vacation location would you like to go? The mountains, on the beach, countryside, road, you know, things like that. This is hot and heavy. Ask him, could he imagine having a threesome with you and a girl? And if she was a girl, and if he says yeah, who would he pick? That would be interesting. Fellas, for the record, if you ever get asked that question, just make sure it's not a family or friend. Make some up like a superstar entertainer or something like that. Don't, you may really start something. Ladies, have you asked your man about a secret sexual fantasy that he'd like to try with you? You know, many men don't like to talk about that. Many men don't like to talk about their fantasies. But you got to be really in tune with your man to understand his fantasies. And then definitely let him fulfill those fantasies. something to keep in mind. Ladies, have you ever played truth or dare with your man? A naughty way of truth or dare? You know, you ever had those sex dice or something like that? You know, something different to spice up that little, that romance, that sexual intensity. That's hot. Ask your man to truthfully tell you what's the sexiest part of your body. Once you know this, you will use it to your advantage. If he says, "I love your lips," then you'll be wearing those beautiful glossed up lips every time he sees you. "I love your legs." You'll have those legs shaved. On the days that you don't even want to shave those legs, you'll bet you'll have them shaved for him. "I like your breasts, damn." They'll be out and about every time you see them. Ask your man, would he prefer a girl with a pretty face and an average body? Or a girl with an average face but a banging body? And see what he says. That's a good question. Preface, average face, banging body. I've had them both. You know, it depends on what you like. And it depends on what turns you on. But that's a good question. A few more. If you had to kiss, ask your man, if he had to kiss any part of your body other than your face, where would he kiss? You know, see what he says. See what type of questions he says. So, and the last thing, ask your man, does he like to talk dirty while having sex? Some men are quiet. For the longest time, I was one of those silent but deadly, just keeping my mouth shut. I was all business. I won't say no. I'm all about doing my thing. But lately, as I've gotten older, I may say a couple of things. You know, I may open my mouth and, when I'm not busy doing other things with it. I may, speak on it from time to time. But ladies, those are the things that you could ask your man. And it doesn't have to really be sex involved afterwards, just to have you think and have him thinking as well. You'll be surprised, ladies. He'll come up to you like, shoot, 2 days later, "Girl, that question you asked me about that, them sexy kisses had me thinking." You never know what he may say. You never know what may happen, ladies. Just something to spice up the situation. Definitely something to spice up the situation. So, fellas, I ain't forgot about you. You know, I ain't forgot about you. Rough, Rugged, and Raw Radio. It's your boy, Jay Slovin. Call us, hit me up at 347-857-3969. I got about 5 minutes left. So, fellas, here's the same thing you could ask your lady. All right. If you want to ask a girl and see if she's, you know, she's aroused, or, you know, you can ask her some intimate, sexy questions to see where her mind's at, to see where, if she thinks about, you know, the sexual portion of the relationship. Ask a woman, I already know the answer to this, but ask a woman, does she like cuddling in bed? Does she want to, you know, tell her, you know, tell her how, and then how does she like to cuddle? Tell us, for the record, cuddling, it's an art form. You got to know when to cuddle. You got to know how to cuddle. There's that wrap around the woman in bed cuddling. There is the rubbing on her body as y'all laying down cuddling. Let's say you're on the couch. Y'all can... This is a nice cuddle. She can be on one side of the couch. You can be on the other, and you have your legs interlocked in that little position. She may want you to come. She may want to lay on your chest type cuddling as you're watching a movie. There's so many different ways to cuddle, fam. And depending on the situation, if you're going to put her to sleep or get her aroused. So never go wrong with cuddling. Ask her, you know, questions like, has a guy ever touched her while in front of in a crowded place? Like you know, public displays of affection. I've done it in a situation where nobody's looking. I may have grabbed hold of my girl's breast or touched her behind or something like that, just because I can. There's no particular reason, just because I can. Ask her what things does she do what things that a man can do that turns her on. What really turns her on? Ask her things like that. Ask her, how does a massage feel? And fellas, another point I'm sending to my boys, if you don't know how to massage a woman, please learn how. Please. All these hard-working, athletic, business-minded women would love a hot bath and a wonderful massage. I guarantee it. Learn how to use those hands, bro. Learn how to use those hands. And another thing, fellas, work on your kissing skills. Work on them. That's my public service announcement. Massages and kisses. Please work on them, fellas. Please. You can kiss a woman in the right place and start a whole chain reaction if you know how to kiss. You can touch a woman in the right place. It doesn't have to be on a breast or vagina to get her body tingling if you know what you're doing. So work on that, fellas. Work on that. Work on the art of caressing. Work on the art of enticement. Work on the art of seduction. Trust me, women have mastered it, fellas. Women have mastered the arts of seduction. Men need to learn from their counterparts. How do you seduce a woman? How do you entice a woman? What turns her on? First, find out what turns her on. So just keep that in mind, fellas, when you're trying to do your thing, all right? Kissing, massaging, touching, caressing, cuddling. Learn how to master those things. And most fellas will tell you, man, I won't be all hugged up with my girl. Shoot, crazy. On one of these cold-ass nights she could be watching what you're watching. Y'all could be watching football together, playing football. You better be curled up with girl. You better be trying to, you know, that goes a long way. Just being cuddled up goes a long way. Just trying to help y'all bros out. Hey, I got about less than a minute left, but I want to thank everybody for listening in. Please tune in for my next show on Saturday. I'm going to be doing the first Bunny and the Brawn with my lovely co-host, and we're going to go into online dating and never being over 40 and never married. So make sure you tune into that. It's going to be on the 924 Network on Saturday from 8 to 9. And then after that, on Sunday, I'm doing a Super Bowl preview show with hopefully the reunion of Sports Talk with 3J. So be on the lookout for that on Super Bowl Sunday. But I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for chiming in. Please tell a friend. It's your boy, Jay Floyd, with Jay Floyd. And you know how I get down. I'm out. Peace.
This goes out to you.
This goes out to you, yeah.
I know I see you like a thousand times.